You know, every day I'd be tired out here. That's the answer.
Old age will do it to you.
Not old age. What does old even mean these days?
Old means everybody in their mid-30s.
Wow. And you know, I sit here thinking like, yes, I am about to be in my mid-30s. Or I actually am in my mid-30s. And I think a part of me does not accept the fact that I am older. And I am so afraid of the word old because it comes with so many stigmas of like, you know, end of the road, one step to decay. And that kind of, that shakes me a bit.
Step to decay.
I'm serious.
I've been old since I was 20.
Well, that is a personal.
I have. I've just always had that kind of, that personality trait. I wouldn't even say I'm a homebody because I don't mind going out by myself. But I like to stay in sometimes. I like to go out by myself. The funnest things that I do now is running quote unquote errands, which is Target, Marshall's, checking out the candle smells, going to Starbucks or
this doesn't sound bad at all. It sounds fun. It sounds like good times.
Checking out the sales racks in the mall, walking the design district, and then probably going home. And that's my errands, which is sad. This is pretty sad. Those aren't real errands. My mother's errands was, I got to go to the fish market, finish laundry, vacuum up the house, clean the bathroom, make sure I pick up new uniforms for this, then I have to go to the pharmacy. And my errands is just like, oh, this looks cute. Oh, this pillow would be nice. Oh, these sheets are fabulous. Oh, this smells good. Like, that is not errands at all.
You are an adult. You're an adult, and whatever errands are to you, that's what they are. They don't have to be important or vital. It's just, hey, I gotta go out. I have to go out in the street. That's what our parents used to say. I need to run down the road. And who knows what they were doing down the road. They could have been smelling candles and flowers and just BSing in aisles.
Definitely not. Definitely not. It was definitely, and true story, my mother tells me this story all the time. I always had it easy with her and her siblings, her brothers and sisters, if they had to run an errand. Their grandmother, my great-grandmother, would spit on the road, right? The dirt road. This is in St. Vincent. She'll spit on the road, and this is high noon, sun beaming. If the spit dried up before they got back, it'll be shellings of licks. So their errands are so much more different than mine. It was stricter back then because you didn't want the kids to go out and trouble, and you know how old Caribbean wives' tales are. Like, I'm sure it wasn't like literal spit, but you know, they were just like, yes, watching to make sure that your ass come back within this good 10 minutes, or if it's a minute after 10, whoop, plada.
Now it's still panning in the ass. Oh boy.
Just ping pong ping all over the place.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, our parents had it way different than ours. And I think, you know, for me, like, I've always been the youngest of most of my
Man, like, you got spoiled.
I was big spoiled when I was younger, rightfully so.
Wow.
My rightfully. Parents. No, I mean, because my parents came from a space where they weren't able to provide, or they knew that their parents weren't able to provide for them when they were at a certain age, so they just wanted that for their children, you know? So it's kind of like, it's a reverse generational trend that switches up. Like, I think as we grow up and we become parents, we always want our kids to have the things that we couldn't have. So it kind of,
that's true,
goes in cycles. So call that spoiled, then sure. But I definitely am not to the same caliber, like, you know, rich, affluent white people or whatever have been. And I was never bratty either. I don't think so. So, yeah.
Have you ever gotten one of the stories about your parents having to like climb Mount Kilimanjaro to get to school with no
shoes. Yes, yes, many miles that they had to walk. Many, many miles that they had to trek to get to school.
And I sit there and I'm like, there's no way that this is true. Like, you had to go and fight three jungle cats on the way to school before breakfast. Like, no, that makes no sense. The exaggeration is too much for me. I'm exaggerating, but that's exactly what it is.
Right.
Those are the stories that they give. And I'm like, nah. But guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to carry that tradition and I'm going to tell my kids all the sufferments that I've done. And I'm going to exaggerate every story that I've had. I had to walk across the street on Nulas Avenue. And then there was this massive attack of herding elephants coming down. And I couldn't see a B-15 for days. The 15 don't come but every 3 days. So if you miss that bus, you're not going to see that bus again for the third day. And if you're late for school, you're going to get a whooping when you get home. Something's very elaborate. You got to keep the tradition going. It makes it fun.
Yeah, puts a little bit of fear in them. I like that. That's good. Keep that going. We need that much more.
don't steal my B-15 line, though. But
No, I won't. For me, that bus would be the B-17. And I would say...
I don't think that ever comes.
Hence, yeah, that sounds much more plausible. For our New York people, you already know. Sophisticated ignorance.
You slid right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right, here we go again. Hey, y'all. Welcome. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. This is Sophisticated Ignorance. I am Vixen J.
It's your girl, Rovi, R to the OV. You already know me. I'm from the NYC. You got to flow with me. Boom, bam, bam.
Are we going to...
Don't give me that look.
We're going to do that every episode? Freestyle?
What?
Oh, you don't want to use. I'm going to use that freestyle for something else on the show. Just FYI.
It just being recycled. It literally just flowed, okay? I can't help it. Sometimes
that's going to be your intro. I'm going to add some like special effects and drop a beat under it, and that's going to be your intro every time.
God bless you. I do need to put my rap album and my soca song out.
We are waiting. The audience is waiting. I'm ready. We're all waiting. So why are you not in the stew? Why are you not in the stew?
Tomorrow.
You're in Miami. You're in the home of recording stews. The home.
Tomorrow.
All right. Your words. Right. Your words.
Right. Words have meaning.
We are all ready for spicy vibes 2022. Anyway, hope you guys are good. Hope you guys are doing well. We are here with another conversation for you all. So I came across this article a while back, and I saw some people talking about it, and I felt like it was something really interesting to share or just to discuss. It's called The Attachment Project, and it talks about these different forms of attachment styles that... you know, most of us kind of fall under the categories of. And it's one of those personality tests. Like, you've probably seen multiple personality tests, like what type of blank are you and all these things, and the Myers-Briggs and all these things. So this is just another one that I came across that I felt was very interesting, because some points were really, really hitting the nail at the time when I was reading it. It was like, wow, drag me for filth, why don't you? Up and down the boulevard. So I just wanted to bring this up because I felt like, you know, a lot of people may not know about these particular styles. And, you know, I think it's important to really get a better sense of who we are through these different types of definitions. And, you know, if you relate to them, cool. If not, then this might not be for you. But I feel like, you know, the way that these attachment styles are defined, it certainly defines the way that we treat relationships and we treat ourselves. So I think that's the essence of the attachment style in this case. How we attach to people, how we communicate, how we're drawn to people, and how we form relationships. It doesn't have to be romantic, I think. Or I think in this case it might be romantic, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. But yeah, we're going to go through each one of the styles by definition. And then me and Rove are going to take the test in real time. And then we're going to find out our attachment styles right as we're recording. So this is going to be interesting, to say the least. I hope you are ready, Rove. Are you nervous?
I'm ready. I'm not nervous at all.
She says, chattering her teeth. Oh, I'm right.
That was my genuine smile. I was really excited. I won't let you bring me down.
No, that's fine. All right. So, we're all this information is coming from the attachmentproject.com. So we'll definitely drop a link, to share it with y'all. So I'm just going to quickly go over what are attachment styles and how do they affect our relationships. So according to this, it says it's human nature to seek contact in relationships, to seek love, support, and comfort in others. From an evolutionary perspective, cultivating strong relationships and maintaining them have both a survival and reproductive advantages. Yet love and relationships are rarely as perfect and problem-free as we would like them to be. And it talks about, if we've noticed like repetitive behaviors that we have experienced when it comes to relationships, such as maybe you have never really thought through or analyzed your behavior through these relationships. And for example, have you wondered why you keep ending up in the same situation, even with different partners? And I think we could very much relate to that all the time. So for example, do you get too clingy or jealous? Or do you always seem to be more involved than your partner? Maybe you want to be with someone, but as soon as things get emotionally intimate, you back off. Right? So, just based off of that, Rove, do you feel like you may have some attachment patterns that you are aware of?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm remotely close to this at all. And maybe that might be a problem for me. I am not clingy enough, or I'm not into it as much as my partner, I don't know if I'm anxious about that. I can't agree. I'm sorry. I'm trying to see where what you said that I can actually, quote unquote, dive deep into, no pun intended, but, I don't know, but I didn't take the quiz yet. I might be saying this and projecting something else, and hell, I might be anxiously attached to my partner, and maybe I'm doing like my own reverse psychology. Who knows?
But yes, yeah. We're going to find out later today in the episode, because no, this is Jerry Springer. Ooh, that's funny. Anyway, but it's interesting. So the site breaks down what is attachment theory, and it says, according to, psychology and such like that, one's relationship with their parents during childhood has an overarching influence on their social, intimate relationships, and even relationships at work in the future. In other words, your early relationship with your caregivers sets the stage for how you will build relationships as an adult. And I feel like we have talked about this in the past, but the way that our parents have interacted with us definitely bleeds into how we interact with others on an intimate level, social level, etc. So as we stay sane, yeah, our parents definitely have a major effect on how we interact with others. And even when you get the notions of like, you're interacting with someone and it's like, damn, that's something that my mom would say or mom would do, or, that's something like my pops would say, or, my pops would react this way. This is what this
attachment theory says. I definitely bleed old Grenadian, man. 100%. I can't even like fake the funk.
Copy and paste. Literally. And I'm doing my best
to be better. Maybe just plagiarism. plagiarism at this point. Because
I'm doing my best to be better, but I, you know, there are so many qualities, especially from my parents, that I exhibit and in relationships, and I really try myself. I do my best to stop it, but I don't think I can because I was raised around these behaviors. You know what I mean? So whether that's somewhat being controlling or sometimes being like, you know, overly, like overbearing in some cases, or micromanaging sometimes. I mean, I know that these are things that my dad has exhibited, and I feel like that kind of, for me, bleeds into other relationships, and I'm just like, shit. I mean, and, you know, for a long time, I used to complain like, damn, I don't want to be like my dad, but too late because physical features-wise, it's copy-paste, font size down some. But, you know, I certainly wouldn't want those type of behaviors to kind of affect the way that I treat others. But what about you? Do you like see any behaviors that you see from your parents that you've exhibited in your like friendships or any type of relationships that you've had?
Yeah, acting like I care when I really don't.
Yikes.
And I care the most. Yep.
All right.
Yeah. It's something like, you know, and not even, that's why I said I bleed old Grenadian man. This is maybe stereotypical, but we're nice people, Grenadians, but the Grenadian man is not like that kind of pops that you see on TV that's always like loving, like Mr. Brown. Like Mr. Brown loves Cora, always gonna give Cora hug, kisses, all of that. And that's not a Grenadian man says. Like, I know my dad loves me. His love is a way of really, like, dark humor. A lot of cutthroat jokes. Saying a little parables now and then. So, terrible. I have some of those things, like, bleed into me. And then, you know, I translate that. So, I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. It's not that bad. And then in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, are they going to be okay? I hope everything's fine. But I just try to stay, like, cool, calm, and collective, because if I freak out, I'm sure they're gonna freak out even more. So, but you know, even though you get something stemmed from your parents, it's really your day to day and how that influences you and how you are able to gauge how you react to whatever's going on, like at that present time. So, gotcha. It's a little bit of a framework, but you still cater it to who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I totally. That's what I try to do.
Word. Context is everything. So that makes sense. But yeah, in this situation, there are four adult attachment styles. And they're anxious, also referred to as preoccupied, avoidant, which is also dismissive, disorganized, which is don't do that. We haven't taken the quiz yet. Don't do that. Don't project what you are already.
Okay. Sort of scroll back. Liquid mean forward. Pull up. Gunshots mean rewind. Blop blop blop.
Oh, sir.
Let's rewind it back.
Yes. Let's not jump too ahead of the game here. Disorganized is also known as fearful, avoidant, and then is secure. So those are the four attachment styles. Boy, I don't even know. As I said, I'm not even going to project myself because I might be all four. Who knows? But I don't.
Can I make a prediction for you?
Sure.
I think disorganized, fearful, avoidant is you.
I see. Well, then I think anxious, avoidant is you.
Man.
Fuck one or the other. Wow, now it's fuck my prediction. Good job. Wow. Look at you.
I think that I am avoidant, dismissive, and or secure. I'm gonna be so humiliated.
Well,
humiliated.
We shall see.
So humiliated.
You know, time will tell on that one. So let's not exactly project that just yet, shall we? So let's continue by going into the avoidant, not the avoidant, sorry. Let's continue by going into the different styles and the different methods, right? So how does each of the four attachments manifest in adults? So we're going to go through each one, and we're going to figure out exactly how that relates. So the first thing is anxious, preoccupied. And it says here, for adults with anxious attachment style, the partner is often the better half. The thought of living without the partner or being alone in general causes high levels of anxiety. People with this type of attachment typically have a negative self-image while having a positive view of others. The anxious adult often seeks approval, support, and responsiveness from their partner. People with this attachment style value their relationships highly, but are often anxious and worried that their loved ones is not as invested in the relationship as they are. A strong fear of abandonment is present, and safety is a priority. The attention, care, and responsiveness of the partner appears to be the remedy for anxiety. On the other hand, the absence of support and intimacy can lead the anxious, preoccupied type to become more clingy and demanding, preoccupied with the relationship, and desperate for love. Is any of that resonating?
Not to me.
Stone cold, hard no. Concrete no. Yeah, that's not you. Okay, great. Fun.
Not at all. All
right, let's carry on. Because clearly that's not in your wheelhouse. No. The next one is avoidant dismissive. I didn't even read yet. You don't even know what it is. The dismissing avoidant type would often perceive themselves as lone wolves. All right, so that is definitely you, and we're moving on. Not lone wolf. Oh, baby. Strong, independent, and self-sufficient. Not necessarily in terms of physical contact, but rather on an emotional level. Oh, boy.
Tell me this is not me. I'm not even projecting.
And
paste. I did not take the test, but I strongly believe this is it.
These people have high self-esteem and a positive view on themselves. Oh, baby. The dismissing avoidant type tend to believe that they don't have to be in a relationship to feel complete. Boom. They do not want to depend on others, have others depend on them, or seek support and approval in social bonds. Adults with this attachment style generally avoid emotional closeness. They also tend to hide or suppress their feelings when faced with a potentially emotion-dense situation.
Can I look up now?
Drag her! And we haven't even taken the quiz yet. Damn. Like, what is? How do you feel about that?
I think this is spot on.
That's definitely wow. All right. Wow. Okay. Well, there's two others, so let's not. You might be the next two, or one of the other two. So let's not get too attached to one of them yet. See what I did there? All right.
I'm trying to avoid that.
You're funny. You're funny. The disorganized type tends to show unstable and ambiguous behaviors in their social bonds. For adults with this style of attachment, the partner and the relationship themselves are often the source of both desire and fear. Fearful, avoidant people do want intimacy and closeness, but at the same time experience troubles trusting and depending on others. They do not regulate their emotions well and avoid strong emotional attachment due to their fear of getting hurt.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Woo! I told you this shit drags you down the riverbend. And the last one is secure attachment, which I am hoping that we both want. The three attachment styles. Oh, you think? All right. Well, yeah. Let's see. The three attachment styles covered so far are insecure attachment styles. On the next season of Insecure, they are characterized by difficulties with cultivating and maintaining healthy relationships. In contrast, the secure attachment style implies that a person is comfortable expressing emotions openly. Adults with a secure attachment style could depend on their partners and in turn let their partners rely on them. Relationships are based on honesty, tolerance, and emotional closeness. The secure attachment type thrive in their relationships, but also don't fear being on their own. They do not depend on the responsiveness or approval of their partners and tend to have a positive view of themselves and others.
Yeah, that's me.
You can't be all, except
for the relying on your partner, because I need to have like 100% trust in them. Other than that, it's basically me.
Basically or is?
Yes.
Okay. There's a section here that says when to worry. Chances are that many of us don't fully belong to the securely attached group. Even if we think we have stable relationships, there might be patterns in our behavior that keep bothering us or keep making us stressed or unhappy. Unfortunately, some individuals will recognize themselves in one of the three insecure profiles, the less healthy ones. In that case, it is preferable and highly recommended that they address the issue actively and, if necessary, seek individual psychological help. But here's the thing. This struggle is simply not necessary, as there are many ways to heal and recover from attachment disturbances. So, yeah. There it is. So, yes. So, I am looking through these styles and I'm trying to figure out which one am I. And
I think we should take the test first, no?
Oh, you don't want to predict? You want to predict and then take the test?
Oh, I definitely think you're disorganized, fearful, avoidant.
Who?
I.e. the Michael Jackson song. You.
I'm the which one?
Disorganized, fearful, avoidant.
Wow. Okay. I thought we were guessing for ourselves, not the other person.
Oops.
Wow. Well, yep. There it is. There it goes. There's instructions being followed. All right.
Well, I think that I am avoidant, dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to tag on secure as well, too. So I'm avoidant, dismissive,
secure. Not tack on. You can't be insecure and secure at the same time. So you got to choose one. You can't be insecure-ish.
There's moments of evolution between the both of them.
Mm, so you're back and forth between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Interchangeable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just it's like a switch.
Yes.
I see. Mm. Well,
what do you think you are?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell. I think I have some notions of probably anxious, preoccupied, maybe. But yeah, maybe. And I think at a point I might have been disorganized, fearful, avoidant as well. You know, the thing is, my evolution when it comes to relationships have been a lot. And I feel like I'm in a much better place than I was in the past when I was younger. When I was younger and I was, you know, dating people, or at least for myself, I know that I was really just focused on, you know, wanting to be accepted and be seen. And, you know, I soaked in all the validation necessary to make me feel loved. So I know that that is something that I don't subscribe to anymore. So, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm just reading, and based off of what I'm reading here, I'm guessing one or the other, but I won't know until I take this quiz. So
yeah, this is all hearsay, so.
Yes, it's all speculation. But so far, from what we've read, some things are hitting home. So we may not be too far off. But for the sake of the audience...
You might be.
Excuse me?
I might be white. Let's make a little taste bet on this.
A bet? Oh, you wanna wager? Okay.
Yeah. So let's say if I'm right and you are, what did I say you were?
Disorganized. Which is fearful. Rude, by the way, but can't carry on. Just call me disorganized in general. Rude. Just for
what?
The record.
What?
All right. Well, why if anything, I bet that you're not going to be secure. That is a solid bet on my end.
Okay, so like I said, the loser, whoever loses the bet that's not close to what the quiz is, the person will have to do a 30 second rap about how great their co-host is.
I see. Okay. Fair enough. I'm for the challenge. Yep. Cool. Big deal. All right. Deal or no deal? No, the answer is deal. Cool. All right. So you're predicting that I'm going to be disorganized, and I'm predicting.
And you can't mix up. You can't mix up.
What do you mean?
And you can't predict up? What I. You can't say one or the like. I'm a mix. No, up I'm one not. Plus
I.
And you can't use what I've already used.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? What rules?
We can't have the same. We can't have the same prediction. So, see, you said that you were a bit of avoidant, preoccupied, anxious, and I said that you're clearly disorganized and fearful, avoidant. Right. Wow. So, I said that I am avoidant, dismissive, but you can't say that I'm avoidant, dismissive. You have to choose something that I didn't already choose.
All right, then I want to say that you're anxious.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going to play this game, let's play the game. This is not even supposed to be a game. It's a quiz.
Okay, you took it there.
This is for our self-betterment. We're not trying
to... Yeah. All right, let's do it. You making it real hot.
I'm not trying to.
You are. All right. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Well, look there. My attachment style is secure. What's your attachment style, friend? Go on. Say it with your chest for the audience to know, please.
Yeah, I'm so fucking embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
What does it say?
Whatever. It is a time of transparency. My attachment style is red. And it is disorganized / fearful avoidant.
So, let's review. So, the way that you are getting at me, thinking I was the disorganized one, plot twist, woman in the mirror, it's actually you. Wow. Well, the results are the results, aren't they?
It looks like no one won, so...
Yeah. Not no one won.
We did it. None of us won, technically.
Interesting. Technically. So how do you feel about those results, though?
I hate him. I genuinely hate the results because I did not expect... I guess the persona that I give off is not what I feel deep down inside.
Yeah, you definitely felt like you were more avoidant, dismissive, and now discovering from this quiz that you're disorganized, do you feel like, you know, based on the description that there are some things that may be true that you're not admitting to, or like what are your feelings? I didn't think I was getting secure. I mean, and probably that's kind of scary that I didn't think so. I thought I was going to get one of the insecure attachments, maybe because...
I did too, shit.
Well, all right.
But I guess you have grown.
Not I guess. Wow. Rude. But no, I mean...
Pissed the fuck off.
Well, honestly, I think I don't know which one is better or worse. I mean, avoiding dismissive and being disorganized, fearful, avoid it. Both of those aren't good things. So for you to be on some damn, I wish I had the other insecure one.
No, I wanted to be better than you, though.
Wow. Okay, so this is not a contest, first and foremost, even though we made a loser. Second of all, it's less about, you know, beating me and more about understanding you more. So...
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what have we taken away from this?
That I do want intimacy and closeness, but at the same time, I don't trust people and I don't depend on anybody. That's kind of... spot on.
Do you feel like you have a fear of getting hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just reading the definitions again and just getting a better idea.
Oh, damn.
I mean, but realistically, based on what is said here, it says, fearful of winning people do want intimacy and closeness, but at the same time experience troubles trusting and depending on others. And considering if you've had past experiences where that's the case, then makes sense.
I've had relationships in the past where I could not depend on my partner, and it just made me avoidant of wanting to allow myself to get to that space again, you know? Because I was like that before, but every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and now I'm the polar opposite where I'm like, nah, son, you can't come in because I don't know if I could depend on you. The last time I depended on somebody, they dropped the ball. And I didn't want to go through that kind of hurt again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But to be real, I mean, prior, and I'm being very transparent with myself, I think prior to the relationship that I'm in now, I feel like I would have fell under the anxious, preoccupied category. Because there was a lot of me that, you know, I was... at a point very cautious of like, all right, am I going to be alone for a long time? And even when I was in a relationship with someone, I would be afraid of them once they get to know the real me, that they would kind of like push themselves away, and then that would kind of just be a repetitive cycle. So yeah, I mean, I am currently very grateful for the relationship I'm in. I feel like that certainly affected the results here in a great way, of course. But yeah, I mean, I know myself in the past and I know what I was. I was definitely one of these insecure ones. And I feel like more than likely it probably could have been, you know, the anxious one for sure. So yeah, I mean, so yeah, we took the quiz in real time. Those are the results. We definitely encourage you guys to try it out and see what results you get, and definitely share it with us. Let us know what they are. I feel like this quiz was really cool to take, but we definitely learned a lot about each other just now. So just another thing to read you to filth.
I'm happy that I learned something about myself, and you know what? I'm willing to put in the work and grow from that. I think I am, though, because I am allowing myself to get out there and date and be vulnerable and open up and not, you know, be so fixated on the past.
Yeah, same. I'm also, even within a relationship now, I'm still struggling with not accepting or not hanging on to my past mistakes or my past notions, and realizing that I'm not that person anymore. And I feel like my brain is still trying to wrap myself around the fact that I'm not that person and that I have grown. But knowing that you've grown and kind of feeling that growth are two different things. So I feel like sometimes I need a daily reminder that I'm not the person that I was before. And, you know, I think there's a part of me that kind of hangs on to a level of either guilt or some level of some level of self-deprecation in some cases, where I feel like, damn, you know, I either don't deserve the person I'm with, or I don't deserve the circumstances I'm in because of past actions. But yeah, that's something I definitely still need to work on. That's like constant work on my end. So yeah.
Let me just throw this out there, just on the ignorant side. I think that this quiz is rigged, but, you know, I was trying to be mature, but nah, this can't be it.
With the lip smack. Wow. Well, hey, as I said, I hope
you. But you know what? You know what? I hope that, you know, that my friend got into a better place, because I'm trying to get secure from you, but I'm just going to trust that this has some kind of substance attached to it, and it actually has some validity and some accuracy towards it.
Wowzer. So you're saying that the quiz is skewed. This is what we're saying.
It's rigged. It is. It's been rigged. It's been skewed. Did you not see the questions that was asked to me? And I told you that out many a times. But you know what? As long as my friend is in a good place, I am too.
Ching. Fantastic. Well, no, and for real, you know, even with the results that you got, I still, like, me knowing you enough, I know that this is not going to be something that you're going to be, you know, all the time. You know, you're constantly evolving, as you say, and I truly do believe you when you say that. So, you know, just getting this, you know, result does not mean, like, you are destined to be this person forever.
Forever? Not even by the end of tonight. Listen, I don't believe this.
You're gonna retake the test until you get secure.
I don't need secure either, but it's just like that. I would never imagine that. But
right.
In the same breath, whatever it is, I still need to, wherever I ended up, I still need to always constantly evolve into something better, whatever right. It is.
For sure. Yeah, we are. don't get too attached to the words. I mean, even
it's an attachment quiz.
Fuck. All right. Not what I meant, but just you're funny. <It's> okay. But what I'm saying is like, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, with evolution and with ourselves constantly changing, that you know, we're gonna notice how our behaviors and our personality traits, you know, evolve. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, as I said, if you guys take this quiz, let us know what y'all results are, and if this quiz had read you to feel like it did to us.
Yippers. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm always learning more things about you, Rolf, so. All right. Well, is there anything else before we decide to wrap up the show?
No, I think this is a good place where we could end on a positive note and just be in a space where we can just absorb where we are with our attachment styles, and also learn to not let that negatively affect us, i.e. me, but also climb and mature and grow. And I guess it just gives me insight to see what I have to do next to be a better person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I respect that. I feel that. All right. Well, on that note, make sure to check us out on our podcast platforms, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you catch your podcast, check us there. Also, make sure to check out the podcast on our social media. That is TikTok, Instagram, and on Twitter. We are all up on those. Make sure to follow Roe V and myself on our respective social medias. Slide in our DMs and be nice, please. Thank you so much. And that is about it from us for this week.
Yeah. Also, you can send us your results if you do take the attachment quiz at our email, sophigpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions or if you need any advice, just hit us up. And if you want to be a potential guest on the show, send us an email and we'll get back to you, okay?
Word. We definitely have a few people lined up that we are excited to talk to and introduce y'all to. So stay tuned, and we have some dope people that are coming on to the platform. So I'm excited. I don't know about you.
Me too. Yay!
Yes, sir. Yay. All right. That's it from us. Thank you so much. And we'll see y'all next time.
Ciao, Bellas.
Say goodbye, Ruby.
Bye, Ruby.